In today's news roundup, in the project and export finance space, on our third-party news tracker service, the European Investment Bank is providing 600 million euros for the Cairo Metro Line 3 project. NEON has signed a 10-year power purchase agreement for a minimum of 30 megawatts from the 35-megawatt 7-turbine Bjørkliden wind farm located in Finland. And Russian LNG major Novatek and Chinese gas distributor Zhejiang Energy have signed a long-term LNG sale and purchase agreement for the LNG produced from the Arctic LNG 2 project. On our essentials news front in the project and export space, SotGen has appointed Agnes Tulti-Garudi as Deputy Global Head of Development and Structured Export Finance. Over in the commodity finance space, on our essentials news front, Gunvor's $236 million equivalent 3-year Samurai term loan, which reached financial close last month, was the trader's first yen-denominated borrowing. And Ashutosh Kumar has moved to Mizuho from Standard Chartered. On our tracker service in the commodity space, Glencore has completed a deal to acquire Anglo America's and BHP's respective 33% interest in a coal mine in Colombia. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance space, HSBC has completed its first sustainability-linked trade finance transaction in Hong Kong. The African Export-Import Bank has concluded a new 3-year syndicated term loan facility, raising $1.2 billion. And Tradeflow and the Baltic Exchange have successfully completed a pilot transaction as part of a commodity trade executed through Tradeflow. That's all for now, folks.